Bonjour, this is Ricky White, proud superintendent of COLA. You are tuned into KKWE 89.9 FM Nietzsche Radio right here in Gawababikanikug, Minnesota. That is White Earth, Miigwech, Kichimiigwech, Kibizindawi Yeg. Thank you for listening. Ho-wa!
Thank you for tuning into COLA Connection.
We are coming to you live from Circle Life Academy
in White Earth, Minnesota.
Thank you for tuning into COLA Connections. We're coming to you live from the Circle Life Academy in White Earth, Minnesota. My name is Precious, and I'm here today with my fellow students named
Tia
and Isaiah, controlling the comrade. We will start the show off with Word of the Week, and we chose Anin Ejiayan, and that means, how are you? Anin Ejiayan. Do you want to say it? Might as well try.
Let me see.
Anin Ejiayan.
Anin Ejiayan.
That's how I learned, but I don't know. This week's activities at COLA were, students for the first time ever are tapping, collecting sap from trees. The sap is being cooked over fire tended by students. And I believe the younger kids went and tapped the trees, and the high schoolers are boiling it. I think they're the ones watching it.
Yeah.
It took 13 gallons of sap just to make one little bottle, like half a bottle of a regular size of maple syrup.
And it took about, like, 2 weeks?
Yeah, two. And it's still continuing.
Okay.
Today, kindergarten through third grade are going to a play at the homes. They should be back soon, but... It was Curious George, I believe, they went to go see.
Yes.
And then they went to the, what was it called?
The Big Backyard.
The Big Backyard. That sounds fun. Mm-hmm. I'd go there if I was little. I'm just kidding. Next week will be the start of NWEA testing in the areas of math and reading. Students are encouraged to get a good night's sleep and eat a good breakfast before testing.
And the Sugar Bush will continue.
Quiz Bowl team will be traveling to Mille Lacs to compete. Good luck, Quiz Bowl.
There will be an early dismissal on April 8th with parent-teacher conferences in the afternoon.
And then a Scholastic Book Fair will be the week of April 18th through the 22nd. And I believe high schoolers get to attend that too.
Yeah.
I think we get $15 every
15?
Time.
Yeah.
It's either 15, but I mean, it kind of depends on... How many kids, too? And it's end of the quarter today. Yay.
Yes.
Start of a new quarter. When is the new quarter? Monday?
Yeah, Monday.
And then conferences will be on Friday, the following Friday. And then we'll do some Booster Club upcoming events. There will be a rummage sale Saturday, April 9th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Circle Life Academy. Bake sale and Indian tacos along with many items for sale. If you have something that you would like to donate, please call 218-983-4180 to arrange a pickup or drop-off. Drop-off sites will be at COLA or smaller items at the White Earth RTC front desk.
And a spring bingo Friday, April 22nd, 6:30 p.m. at Circle Life Academy. Many items will be given away as bingo prizes, donated prizes, monetary donations, lacrosse sticks, and a bag of lacrosse balls. Rack and leaf contractor bag, what does it say?
Garmin.
Garmin, Luxurious robes, and iPad and iPod. Big thanks to White Earth Education, White Earth Building Supplies, White Earth Human Resources, Juvenile Wellness Program, ICW, Oshkimani Do. White Earth Substance Abuse, and the Moms Program of their generous donations.
That's fine. This is your first time on, so don't worry about it. So I was too. All stuttery and almost coughed in there. Then raffle tickets Sunday, May 8th, drawing at the honoring of our mother's powwow. Prizes are... First place, iPad. Second place, Beat It End of the Trail earrings and barrette set. Third place, How do you say that? Dentalium?
Dentalium.
Dentalium hair ties. Fourth place, 5 pounds of wild rice. Fifth place, can of Tim Hortons coffee. Ooh, I'll settle for fifth place.
Coffee.
I love coffee. Would you like, the Supplement Youth Employment Program, Assisting Our Future Leaders of Tomorrow. The Supplemental Youth Employment Program is holding two summer sessions. Summer Session 1, June 6, 2016, or July 15, 2016. Deadline to apply is May 20, 2016. Summer Session 2 is July 18th, and the second one is August 26th. Deadline to apply is July 1st, 2016. And it says, apply now. Priority out of school youth age 16 to 24 or in school youth age 14 to 21, living on the White Earth Reservation, Native American enrolled or descendant. Other eligibility requirements may apply. These sessions will include the orientation and educational portion as well as the work experience portion of the program.
Okay. White Earth Nation contact information, enrollment, employment, and training. So I just read the numbers?
Yeah. Just give them some information to call.
The calling number?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The phone is 218-935-5554. And the fax number is 218-935-0480.
Again, the number is 218-935-5554. Almost missed a 5 there. Whoops. Extension 3215. Fax is 218-935-0480. Contact them on Facebook, www.facebook.com/WhiteEarthSEP. That is spelled SYEP. And then another announcement, Spaghetti Dinner Fundraiser, Friday, April 8th, 2016, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. RTC Cafeteria, $5. All proceeds will help cover expenses for the 2016 College and Career Culture Trip for Circle Life Academy high school students.
And then, do you want to read this? You read one, or this one?
Yep.
Okay. The Circle Life Academy is proud to announce that we are preparing to send a group of our high school students on our first ever college, career, and culture trip. This 9-day trip will include several visits to Native American colleges and universities, exploration of career, to Native American colleges and universities, option as well as exciting,
culminating
event as our students attend to the Gathering of Nations Powwow in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Student qualification for attending the trip will include attendance, behavior, and grades.
The initiatory is as follows. Monday, April 25th, buses depart for University of Minnesota Morris. Tuesday, April 26th, students tour Haskell Indian Nations University in Lawrence, Kansas. Wednesday, April 27th, students arrive at Amarillo, Texas. Is that how you say it?
Amarillo.
Thursday, April 28th, student tour the Institute of American Indian Art in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Friday, April 29th, Gathering of Nations Powwow, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Sunday, May 1st, begin return trip to White Earth, Minnesota. Tuesday, May 3rd, arrive at White Earth, Minnesota. A detailed initiatory will be distributed to parents prior to their student attending the trip. Several studies have shown that Native American students that have connected with their culture during college have a higher success rate and are more likely to complete their degree program and graduate. It is our hope that our students will experience a connection to college careers and their culture as they tour these higher learning institutions. Circle Life Academy would like to invite our parents to apply to chaperone this special trip. An application can be found on the next page. Please read the parent, volunteer, and chaperone requirements prior to signing and submitting the application. The number of chaperones attending the trip will depend on the number of qualifying students attending the trip. Parent, volunteer, and chaperone applications are due on Friday, March 11th. So that was a while ago. No late applications will be accepted. That was late. All right, well, we will go to next week's menu. Do you want to read it?
Let's see. For Monday on April 4th, breakfast is cold cereal, toast, juice, and milk. And for lunch is chili with cheese, crackers, cottage cheese, and peaches and milk. April 5th, breakfast, French toast, sausage, juice, and milk. And lunch, hot dogs, tater rounds, green beans, bread, strawberry shortcake, and milk. April 6th, boiled eggs. For breakfast, boiled eggs, cheese slices, toast, and juice, milk. For lunch, hamburger gravy, potatoes, corn. What does it say?
Mandarin
oranges, bread, milk. And April 7th, for breakfast, oatmeal, toast, juice, milk. For lunch, pot pies, salad, fresh fruit, bread, and milk. And for Friday, April 8th, for breakfast, cold cereal, toast, juice, and milk. And for lunch, hamburger patty on a bun over fries, tomato, pickles, grapes, and milk.
All right. Thank you, Tia.
You're welcome.
And today during Cola Connection, we will be interviewing Wanda Goodwin, who teaches English in high school. All right. Let this start it.
Do we have to?
Wanda, will you tell us about yourself, please?
I'm a teacher here at COLA, teach English. I've been here for 15 years. Moved back to the reservation when I was first married to my husband, Bruce Goodwin. We lived over in Nattawash and then moved back to the cities, and he's always wanted to come back here. So when I got my degree, it was degree, travel.
Where did you get your degree?
I went to Anoka Ramsey to start out, which is a community college. Okay. And then I went to Augsburg in Minneapolis, which is a very good college.
Oh, nice. Was there other Native Americans there, or was it mainly mixed?
Augsburg is mixed, but it really has a strong Native American culture and classes.
Mm-hmm. Culture there, mm-hmm. Not just being separated, you know what I mean? How many years have you been a teacher in total, or was it 15?
Actually, I subbed for about 6 months and then came directly here. Well, I started teaching late in life.
Oh, okay. Where did you sub at?
There again, it was Had License, Will Travel.
I taught
in Red Lake, and then I taught in Osseo, and the next week I might be in Bugganegashig.
All over the place. What brought you to COLA?
Two facts. Bruce was from here and always wanted to come back home.
Mm-hmm.
And the other, as I said, I traveled all around, and no insult to anybody else, but I love teaching Native American students.
Oh, yeah.
And when the opportunity came up, I grabbed it.
Right.
To teach here.
What are your hobbies?
Really, I don't have a lot of hobbies. I love to read. And if I have any available time, it's spent reading.
And you love to correct papers.
Oh, yes. I can't wait to correct papers.
Suppose that's time-consuming, too.
Oh, yeah.
It'll take a while. Do you ever get sick of it?
No, I don't get sick of it. Like any job, any activity, there's days when you're tired.
Oh, yeah.
But no, I love teaching. I would not want to stop teaching.
Well, that's awesome. Oh, you taught my brother, my sister, me.
That's the neat thing about teaching here at COLA.
Yep.
Is you teach families.
Yeah.
And now I have some children of children I taught, so that's really cool.
That's awesome. What were you doing before you started teaching?
I actually worked at a company in St. Paul, Minnesota. It's a corporate 500, which means there are many, many plants, and I was a corporate secretary and an inventory control clerk. And then they started laying people off, and I said, goody, goody, I can go into teaching now.
Did you enjoy it down there doing that, though? Or
yeah, it was great people, nice place to work.
What did you have to do? Like,
well, I'm a little older. We won't say how old, but life has changed considerably. And so at one point, it was my job to type all the documents for the vice presidents and presidents and all that.
That's awesome.
But then computers, Microsoft Word, spell check came out. And those guys and ladies now could do their own.
Yeah.
They didn't have a secretary checking on them.
What strategies do you use to teach your students?
Really, I try to keep things student-centered. I have to stick to following CORE and Minnesota standards, that, and, you know, all students deserve that.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I do try to watch for what my students need.
Yep.
And like meet their
one-on-one
needs.
One-on-one, too.
That's yep.
Understandable. That's a good way, too, because everyone has their different learning strategies, and I feel like me, I need headphones in or, you know, something. Or it's different for everyone, you know.
It is, yes, very much so.
Yeah.
Even different for teachers. Some teachers teach better in the morning, some in the, you know, afternoon.
Right, yeah, it's weird. It's just everyone's different. What makes this job interesting to you?
The students.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's different every day.
The students keep me going. I love the sense of humor. Sometimes I don't like the teasing.
Oh, yeah.
That seems to be a cultural thing, and you know,
yep.
I'm very gullible, so you guys get me going some days.
Did you get pranked today, April Fools?
No, but I kept my door locked. After I saw what you did to James, I didn't leave even to go to the restroom. I locked my door.
Oh, yeah. James's room got TP'd today. There's a threw him across the lights, and it was all over. They taped
yes.
it to the wall.
A car full of
oh, yeah. And
that was Ruth.
You're kidding.
Yeah, Ruth, that her name, the sixth grade teacher, yeah, she drove here all the way from, I guess, Pelican Rapids. So her son and her husband did that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Surprised she didn't get pulled over.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, blocking the view. That's crazy. What is your vision for the future of COLA?
You know, there's always the book learning part.
Oh, yeah.
I want everyone to have... My philosophy is that everyone has the ability to choose what they want to do with their lives.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it necessarily has to be college. It can be technical school. It can be a stay-at-home mother or father. But
yeah.
I want all my students to have a choice. And I want COLA to be a leader in this country as far as living the Seven Grandfathers' teachings.
Yep.
Yes. That's my dream, just to see that happening.
Yep, that would be awesome. Just to get it more out there, because not a lot of people know about the school.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's that would be awesome, though.
Yes,
it
would.
Get it out there. Is there anything else you want to add, like for Circle, or any ideas, or anything you would like to teach in class? That would be interesting to you.
Everything is interesting to me, just watching you all struggle through it. But I do want to say I am extremely proud of my students, and especially my 11th and 12th graders. I watch them mature, And when they get to that age and they are young adults and they're so respectful, that's just great.
We're the only class you can trust to leave.
Huh? Well, it takes time. You gotta grow up a little bit.
Yeah. We grew up a lot from seventh grade, though. Oh, yeah. We used to terrorize her all the time. Well, I'm not sure what else to talk about here, but let's just wrap it up here. Well, song of the week will be called Soul Star by Fora. And we will also be re-airing Sundays at 6. All right. Thank you for tuning in for Cola Connections. Have a good day.
Yo, so don't be afraid to go and show your smile off. I know I've been busy, but girl, I took a while off. Just so I can see how you doing and spend some time with ya. Just wanna conversate and see what's going on with ya. You know, talk about life and just reminisce about the first time that we met and our first kiss. Everything we went through, it helped me to grow. See, I've been missing you like crazy, I just want you to know, yeah. Wherever you go, wherever you are, even if I'm not around, girl, just know you a star. Not stars and celebrity, but stars and the one that shines down from the sky, cause your smile's so heavenly. See, I just want you next to me, right here, right now. Love your curves, but mostly I love where you at mentally, yeah. I wanna show the world how beautiful your mind is, so don't be afraid to show them how you shine, miss. Single moms holding it down. Yeah, I remember as a kid, moms was always around. She was always there when I needed something. To this very day, she still is. Strong woman, she don't need a husband. And times wasn't always so bad, cause we made this life work out with the little we had. We came a long way, but we still got so far to go. And mama knows it's been tough since we started, yo. And this life will probably never be easy. And if I told you what we've been through, you never believe me. My whole family got stories for days. I can only explain how much I love them all in so many ways. And to my grandma and grandpa, well, I made a song without cursing. Hope I get the chance to show you in person, cause I drive around the world and back just to see that smile of yours. That's something money can never afford. Yours truly.